I'm looking forward to this chat. I've been telling you about it for the last hour and about 45 minutes. It's with Charles Eukerman, and he is the representative of AVS Cybersecurity. And we're talking about emails, life-giving or a death knell to your business. Hi, Charles. Nice to have you on the show.
Hello, Anil. Thank you. Nice speaking to you and your listeners.
Thank you. I like this topic because, you know, over the past, I would say, 3 weeks or 4 weeks, give or take a little bit, got so many funny phishing emails. But we're going to be talking about it now and how to handle that. So have you enabled alerts on your email platform to let you know when a rule on a mailbox is added or when a configuration is changed, Charles? Just tell us why you should do that and what it's about.
Well, it's all about the trust factor. You know, you receive mails and you almost take the approach that you trust that mail that comes in. And unfortunately, I've got bad news for you, but that's not a very good idea. One should almost treat every single email that comes into your inbox as a potential danger. You never know which one is good. And what happens is the cyber criminals can sometimes change your email box settings, in other words, where the emails go and so on. They intercept them and they modify them. And you may be getting a modified mail, which you won't even be aware of. So getting an alert on those notifications, if any settings have been changed, is very important so that you can immediately act on it. Otherwise, you won't even know.
And that's why I just wanted to add as well that an IBM report showed the many cyber attacks originating from email phishing attacks and stressed that companies need specific prevention measures to protect their emails. That is what we are focusing on this afternoon. And soos jy nou gehoor het wat Charles sê, dit gebeur so vinnig. Jy vertrou enige email wat inkom in jou inbox, nie enige email nie. We've been a little bit more cautious, but you don't look at it in a security way. Noodwendig. Do you have any procedures in place to manage email admin accounts, Charles?
Yeah, so this is more for your administrators, the people that that handle your emails, the guys that have to manage your email platform, whether if it's a small business, maybe it's the owner, if it's a large organization, there's a dedicated person, and the rule of thumb, the real funny thing. The rule of the thumb is that you don't use your main email address. Let's say it's Anel at radiohelderberg or you would rather use a different kind of name so that it is not directly related to your normal mainstream mails. So create a special key. It's almost like creating a special key to access your platform and not your standard access key, which is your username and password, and usually your email is associated with that. Use something else.
Okay. Goodness, that's chilling. Okay, these are questions you should ask yourself, of course, for a safer email environment. This is very important. We don't think about these things. Okay, so the next question you have to ask yourself is, do you have audit logs enabled on your email platform? They are essential for visibility into users' system-related activities. Vertel ons meer, Charles. What does that mean?
Okay. So just from a listener's, from a simplicity point of view, it is good to have a log. In other words, to have almost like your travel log that you would have in your car. You would like to have a log to see where emails have come from and when they have come into your inbox and when they have been delivered. So again, yeah, for a normal user, that's not something that you would typically be concerned about. That whoever provides the services to you, and these services are generally provided in the cloud platform, so if you're using an Office 365 environment, those logs are available. So it's just keeping a track record, a chronological track record of all the mails that have come in. Why do you want to know that? Because if there is a form of a compromise, that you have some sort of terms of reference, it's almost like a ledger. You've got a ledger. You've got something that you can work from, guessing in the dark. Where this problem comes from, you at least have got something that you can fall back on, and this is where these logs are quite handy. So So again, here, if you Office 365, those logs are standard available. You just need to log in and then go and find them as administrator. And if you're not doing it and you've got an IT person doing it, just ask them, guys, do you have the log that if something goes wrong, if you can at least go in and do some investigations and see what has happened when? It just keeps that Sherlock Holmes traceability for you when something does go wrong.
I like the next question you should ask yourself, because I'm guilty of this. If I need to do a quick assessment just to have a security check, you know, you skip them. You gaan net vinnig deur want jy's geïrriteerd. You want to get to your work. And these are so important. So the next question to ask yourself is, have you completed any assessments on your email platform security configurations? Oh my goodness. This is so important, Charles.
Yeah. Can I give you an Afrikaans?
Enige tyd.
Okay, goed. So ek dink wat daar belangrik is, is dat dit is, as jy jou e-posse opstel, dan moet jy seker maak dat jy die slegte e-posse, en andere die ouens wat jou probeer nakom, die cyberkriminele se e-posse, kom in die eerste plek, nie eers in jou inbox in.
Ja.
So dit is dieselfde, is jy sit vir jou heining by jou huis op, so dat die ouens nie eenvoudig jou persoon kan instap nie. Jy wil dieselfde beginsel doen, met e-posse, want wat die kriminele doen is, hulle sal gewoonlik vir jou hierdie type slegte e-posse, sal hulle vir jou bijvoorbeeld op 'n vrijdagmiddag 3 uur, of laatmiddag op 'n woensdag of so, sal hulle vir jou stuur, want jy is ons nou moeg.
Ja.
Jy wil ons nou huis toe gaan en jy laatste goedjies afhandel. So jy focus nie meer nie, en dan klik jy nou net op al die links en klik en goed is, en kry jou inbox skoon. En actually is weet hulle dit, so hulle gebruik dit as 'n social engineering platform, om dan juist jou te probeer intrek in een of ander ding in waar jou data gecompromiseer of compromised word.
Ek gesels met Charles Eukerman, the Group CEO of AVS Cyber International. We're talking about email safety in the workplace or everywhere else. Hierdie type goed waaraan jy herinner moet word wanneer dit by jou sekuriteit kom van jou e-posse. Okay, then, do you have any ongoing user awareness training programs in place for all your email users? That's another question you should ask yourself, Charles.
Yes, awareness training. It's probably the same as before you get your driver's license, you get through a training school and all your dad teaches you how to drive, or someone teaches you how to drive, and what are the do's and the don'ts when you drive a car so that you can be safe, for your own safety and all your passengers. The same principle is true for emails. You know, we just think that, we switch our computer on and we set up our email and we receive emails and we send them and then we think that's very cool.
Yeah.
The reality is we need to be aware and we need to be on the lookout for those kind of mails which are bad in nature. There's, as the stats that you mentioned just now, is like 90%+ of all cyber activities or cyber compromises actually takes place via mail.
My word.
They don't come through birds flying in and doing things. They come via mail into your platform. So it's, and we know, we receive all these mails and are bombarded with all these mails. I don't know about you, Neil, but I often get too many mails. And I always try and say, how do I get the number of mails coming into my inbox a bit lower?
Yes. Right?
So I think we are all faced with that kind of reality.
Mm.
So for you to become almost like a human firewall, the human awareness is a critical part. So that means there's a bit of awareness training so that your behavior, your alertness to mail that is out there to compromise you, that you can pick those ones up much earlier. Because take the view, and this is what I would suggest, I mean, just start off here, take the view that don't trust any mail that comes into your inbox. If you take that view, you're already halfway there to say, does this email make sense or not?
Mm.
So creating an awareness in terms of your username and password and how you need to handle your patches and how you need to handle your mail, that awareness training is the same as getting a driver's license. It is very good to do some awareness training at some stage, that you can know what are the pitfalls when you deal with your mail or your general computer usage.
I love these. These are great tips. Charles, lastly, your additional layer of authentication, you know, like those multi-factor authentication, are they enabled on your email platform? That's a very important question. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, Is there anyone out there that will log into internet banking without some sort of SMS or a verification? Right?
Facebook, daai goed, yes.
All of those things. So, I mean, we know it. It's actually become the norm these days that we double authenticate. In other words, the password, the username and password, I believe, has passed its sell-by date in the last 10 years already. So when you log into your email platform, it is very good to have some form of a multi-factor authentication, like an OTP sort of like environment, but let's just call it a multi-factor authentication where you have to authenticate with your phone, for instance, that you are the right person that is logging into the data. So if your username or password is compromised, that someone else doesn't just simply have access to it. In other words, someone duplicated one of your keys, and you want to make sure you've got that double key in place by having multi-factor authentication before you go into your mail, because they sit in the cloud, which means that you need to protect them. Otherwise, anyone can get into it.
Okay, that's very important. Ek kry sommer hoendervleis as ek in iets inlog en hy gee nie vir my daai dubbel nie. Nou weet ek, okay, iets is hier reg. Ek moet gaan check it. Ja, nee,
ja,
voel sommer onveilig. Dis Shaal Ukerman, AVS Cybersecurity. We're talking about your email security, of course. Waar kan mense julle in die hande kry, Shaal?
Wie as enige iemand 'n bietjie advies wil hê of so, is meer as welkom om ons te kontak. Nou, hulle kan either na ons webtuis toe gaan, avies.co.za, of net vir ons eenvoudige e-pos stuur na info@avies.co.za, en dan kan iemand uitreik na hulle toe en gaan bietjie van hulle 'n bietjie advies gee.
Baie, dankie Shaal, baie interessant. Gaan besoek hulle asseblief AVS Security, maar spreek het uit AVS Security. Dankie Shaal, ek hoop het 'n mooie dag verder.
Dankie julle ook, en kan ek vir jou en die luisteraars sê, wees veilig teen fisiese virusse en cybervirusse. Doe die regte ding en wees veilig.
Wees veilig asseblief, spyt kom te laat. Dankie Shaal, mooi bly.
Dankie.
Bye. Dankie,